This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Not a great day if you like carefully thought out, calmly planned, extremely detailed, oriented, fine-tuned legislation, but a great day if you like great big, what they call Christmas trees, because they have a lot of ornaments on them. That's the whole idea of a big piece of legislation like the American Rescue Package that was just passed. It was enacted by Congress. President Biden has some comments about it. He's going to be signing the bill on Friday. And what's interesting to wonder about is he going to invite any Republicans to the bill signing? Would any Republican attend? No Republican voted for this. Not one. Nobody. No. Zero. One Democrat voted against it. We'll give you his reasoning in just a moment. It is a big deal because anytime you're obligating $1.9 trillion, $1.9 trillion, and again, you're saying, well, that's all right, the American people are getting it back in payments. Well, no, it's not true, because even if every single American got back a payment of some kind, and that will not be the case, but they estimate 90% of households will be getting at least a $1,400 check. So there's that. But you can go sit down with a calculator and do your own figuring. What this does is it adds to your indebtedness, because somebody has to pay for that, for everybody in your household. Whether it's grandma and it's somebody who's retired, or it's newborn babies, every single American drawing breath is now owing $6,000 more. $6,000 more. It's a lot of money per individual. Again, if you have a family of five, let's say you're talking about $30,000 that's added on your tab. Somebody's going to have to pay it at some point sooner or later, and that is part of the problem. This is the way it sounded on the House floor today. The bill passed by a vote of 220 to 211. Jared Golden of Maine was the only congressman who crossed party lines on this entire thing. This is the way it was announced moments ago on CNBC. Listen.
The House passed President Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID relief package.
On this vote, the yeas are 220, the nays are 211. The motion is adopted.
Now headed to the president's desk for his signature, and the White House says that that will happen on Friday. Well, Democrats say that the American Rescue Plan provides broad relief that they hope will stimulate the economy after a year of pandemic-induced pain. Now, some of the specific sectors getting dedicated funding include $28.6 billion for the restaurant industry. Airlines get another $15 billion. There's $7.25 billion to expand the payroll protection program, $1.7 billion for Amtrak.
Okay, it goes on. I mean, there's money for agriculture, $16 billion for agriculture, $59 billion for small business, $105 billion for health. One of the things that they're doing here, and the Wall Street Journal has a big piece about it, is they are spending literally billions on adding subsidies for the Obamacare. To make Obamacare more affordable to people. They're helping people who want to get Obamacare paid for. There is a great deal of money going out the door. There is a great deal of redistribution. Wall Street loves it. The Dow Jones Industrial Averages up over 500 points, Dow Jones in a new record. And for those of you who follow this at all, it is just incredible. I mean, it is an indication that, no, America is not in a ditch somewhere, broken and injured and needing immediate rescue. And this was one of the points that some Republicans tried to make, which is a crucial point, which is if you give out this kind of rescue, if you do this kind of wild spending, just beyond anything we've ever seen before. And you may remember we had the first stimulus that came in March of last year. That was less than this. The second stimulus, the one that was passed at the very end of the Trump administration after painful negotiations after the election, that was $915 billion, so that was about a third of this. The previous big stimulus in March of 2020 that was passed on a bipartisan basis, President Trump signed it, that was $1.7 trillion. But I don't think anybody assumed there were people who said, yeah, we're going to have to spend some more, there's going to have to be some more. But since that initial package, for goodness sake, they have spent three times more now. It's a very, very difficult moment for Republicans to figure out what to say, because this is going to be popular, because the checks are coming in the mail. By the way, you may remember the checks actually had a signature on it. He didn't sign every single one, but a duplicated signature from President Trump, apparently, at least according to the White House press office. President Biden doesn't want to even delay to attach his signature. And he has a great deal to say. Obviously, he is a happy camper. This counts as a great big political win. Why is it a great big political win? Well, it's a great big political win because, as Al Smith, the happy warrior, as he was known, a Democratic nominee for president back in 1928, he lost in a landslide. But in any event, Al Smith once said, he was asked about if he thought that the New Deal would be popular. And he said he was an opponent of the New Deal. Al Smith said, basic rule of life, nobody ever shot Santa Claus. And that's basically what you have here. If you are a married couple, I mean, and you're earning below $150,000 a year, and that, by the way, is why Jared Golden of Maine voted no on this. A courageous Democrat, a profile in courage. The Democrats didn't need his vote. They won with just 9 votes to spare. But part of what this all illustrates to everybody, and it's something we're going to be talking about later this hour, is how crucial elections are, how much it matters that the elections be fair, that they be accurate, that there be no fraud, that everything should work in a more sensible way than it has. Americans have lost faith, and it's not just Republicans. A great deal of Americans have lost faith in our electoral system, and Scott Rasmussen, the pollster, reports on that, why people think both of the last two presidents, both President Trump and President Biden, were illegitimately elected. We will get to that and why people believe that and what can be done about it. That coming up on the Medved Show. We also do have a crisis on the border. Now, I don't think that giving out all this additional money in food stamps, which is a gigantic part of this package. The package extends the 15% increase in food stamp benefits through September. It also contains $880 million more for the Special Supplemental Nutritional Program for Women, Infants, and Children, known as WIC. With all of that going on and all of the spending, is that going to help a crisis on the border where they're estimating that as many as 100,000 illegals, people without authorization, are crossing into the United States every day? This is going to be the first big crisis that the Biden administration is going to face. We will be speaking about that with Ruben Navarrete, who has been down on the border, lives near the border, and has had a lot to say about all of the stupidity involving the immigration debate and our desires for immigration reform. We'll be speaking to him later on as well. There's also another big vote today, and a big vote in the Senate, in addition to the big vote in the House. We'll get to that, and why the lone Democrat voted no, and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. And now you can get the best sheets ever for the best price ever. When you buy one of my Giza Dream bed sheet sets, you'll get another one absolutely free. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials. Dr. Stephen Meyer is a New York Times bestselling author, and his new book, Return of the God Hypothesis, makes the case for the undeniable intelligent design of the universe. And it's already looking like a smash hit. Clear, compelling, and entertaining to read. Meyer skewers materialism, a must-read, and a convincing argument. Those are just some of the comments from the more than 40 scientists who've endorsed the book. Using discoveries from cosmology and physics, in Return of the God Hypothesis, Meyer reveals his stunning conclusion. The science supports not just the existence of an intelligent designer, but the existence of a personal God. Pre-order at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved. And get these special pre-order perks, a sneak peek at an exclusive excerpt from the book, a free digital booklet about intelligent design, discounts for Dr. Meyer's online course, and an invitation to a private online meeting with Dr. Meyer. Get all this when you pre-order at discovery.org/medved.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial. Or call 877-878-4203.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Michael Medved show. President Biden is going to be signing the new COVID relief bill on Friday. They say that checks will be in the mail or they will be direct transferred. Apparently, most of them will be in the mail. and they should be arriving within days of next Friday, perhaps within a week of today. And if there's anyone out there who's planning to return your check to the federal government, I'm not advising that. I don't think that's a wise move. I would if there were some kind of mass movement to do that, but the fact is that the chances are they would spend it on some other boondoggle. Look, you could tell that from the cheers, the lusty cheers you heard on the floor of the House of Representatives when they passed this bill just earlier today by a vote of 220 to 211. And with every Republican standing strong and determined against the bill, for the Democrats, there's a great joy in giving people stuff with other people's money, which is, of course, what they're doing. The members of Congress on the Democratic side are helping themselves politically, probably. They can go back and say to people, oh, look what we gave to you. Look what we did to you. The one thing that I do think is a little bit of a relief is there will be apparently no attempt. And when you get the checks, and by the way, when people start getting your checks, it would be interesting if some folks called up about when it arrives, what comes in the package, etc. Physical stimulus checks sent to American households last year included a note on the bottom left with then-President Trump's name. Individuals receiving electronic stimulus payments also received a letter signed by the president. It costs a little bit of extra money. Biden's signature will not appear on the stimulus checks later to be sent to America as part of the relief package. That's what White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said today. She said that that Biden didn't think the inclusion of his signature on the payments, quote, was a priority or a necessary step. His focus was on getting them out as quickly as possible. And is this going to be the last of these great big stimulus giveaways? Some people might say stimulus throwaways. Here's what Nancy Pelosi had to say about that when facing that question. This is clip three.
Do you think this is the last primarily COVID bill that you'll have to pick up?
You're just going to have to ask the virus. If it stops mutating, if it stops spreading and therefore mutating, then this will be. And some of the provisions in here that have a fuse, like the expanded tax, the enhanced tax, enhanced unemployment insurance benefit that goes until the fall. Just, we'll just see where we are then. But it's not anything anybody can predict. It's just a question of the science, and we will have legislation to address it for as long as it's there.
That's Speaker Pelosi. President Biden said this in a statement. This legislation is about giving the backbone of this nation, the essential workers, the working people who built this country, the people who keep this country going, a fighting chance. On Friday, I look forward to signing the American Rescue Plan into law at the White House, a people's law at the people's house, so said President Joe Biden. He also added, I want to thank all the members who voted for it. They were all Democrats, especially Speaker Pelosi, the finest and most capable speaker in the history of our nation. Really?
Yeah.
Finest and most capable speaker in the history of our nation?
Yeah.
Okay, that's maybe premature. We shall see. And I don't think the verdict of history is going to be as affectionate toward Nancy Pelosi as obviously the President of the United States believes. The President of the United States had more good news today. And actually, this is not just good news for the president. I think it's probably good news for the country. Merrick Garland was confirmed as Attorney General. And it was a good choice by President Biden. Not all of his choices have been good choices. There's a second now nominee who is in trouble, and Democrats are yelling racism, which is, of course, ridiculous. Merrick Garland was approved 70 to 30. What's fascinating about that is this very well-respected and very moderate, honestly, federal court judge was confirmed with 20 Republican votes, including Mitch McConnell, former judiciary chairs Lindsey Graham, Chuck Grassley. A bunch of Republicans, 20 Republicans, voted to confirm Merrick Garland. What's fascinating to me about this is Mitch McConnell was a big, big villain, because when Merrick Garland was appointed to the Supreme Court of the United States as an associate justice to replace Justice Scalia, who died suddenly, Mitch McConnell refused to bring it to a vote. And a lot of people thought he refused to bring it to a vote because Merrick Garland would have been confirmed pretty easily. And Mitch McConnell made the case, and I think it's a good case, and I think it's the right case, that right in the middle of an election, with an election going on, and with the Republicans controlling the Senate, that's the difference between the confirmation of Justice Amy Coney Barrett. The Republicans controlled the Senate. The Republicans also controlled the Senate back in 2016. When Merrick Garland was first appointed. And what they said, they didn't say they were going to block his nomination or fight to the death to defeat it. They said, let's wait, let the people vote, and people know after November. The people voted, a close election, of course, and then you had President Trump, and it worked out that that seat in the court eventually went to the outstanding Neil Gorsuch, who, by the way, and no one can say he has been a radical, crazy, or anything other than a responsible and brilliant justice. We will get to more on the impact of this legislation that was just passed, but there's also real questions about another piece of Democratic legislation they're pushing for. It's called H.R. 1. This is their basically elect Democrats forever and get taxpayers to pay for it. To me, the most obnoxious part of it is it's electoral reform that involves welfare to politicians, to political candidates. Do we really need more money poured into our political system? Is that what we need? And I don't believe it should be taxpayer money at all. We'll be talking about that with Scott Rasmussen. He is a one of the most respected and one of the most accomplished pollsters in the United States. He's talking about electoral reform, what the people of America really want, and what they actually need. We'll get to that coming up with Scott Rasmussen here on the MedVet Show.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House has approved the $1.9 trillion relief package. The bill, passing with no Republican support, is expected to be signed by the president on Friday. DNC Chairman James Harrison saying this bill will help lower and middle class Americans.
This bill is going to have a dramatic impact on the lives of low-income kids across this country. They say about 93% of children in this country will have be impacted because of this. There's so many provisions in this bill that's going to make life easier for a lot of low-income and working people in this country.
A fourth juror has been seated in Derek Chauvin's trial. The fourth juror reportedly said he has a favorable view of Black Lives Matter. The entire process continuing in a Minneapolis courtroom. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
That show, everybody knows we are a deeply divided nation between Republicans, Democrats, conservatives, and liberals. As a matter of fact, of the 435 members of the House of Representatives, there was exactly one, a Democrat, Jared Golden of Maine, who crossed party lines and actually voted on the other side of that straight party line vote. In the U.S. Senate, straight party line vote. So what can Americans agree on? Scott Rasmussen has an answer. And Scott Rasmussen is one of the nation's leading political analysts and pollsters. He is also a digital media entrepreneur and the author of The Sun is Still Rising, Politics Has Failed, But America Will Not. Scott, thanks very much for joining us on the show.
It's great to be with you. And, you know, when you talk about how divided the nation is, I think it's important to recognize that a lot of Americans do think there are two warring teams out there, and they're just trying to keep their head down and avoid getting caught in a crossfire. Not everybody is as obsessed with politics as the news might have you believe.
And that's very, very clear in your poll. I want to get to the specific issue of electoral reform, because what was very encouraging for me is to read that there's a lot of common sense that cuts across party lines. For instance, part of this new polling that you've done, and we're posting your piece at our website at michaelmedved.com so people can see it for themselves, is that the in terms of ballots coming in and having to get there by Election Day, which was a very hot issue, obviously, in 2020, 74% of voters across party lines want ballots to arrive by election day. And when it comes to showing voter ID, that was just amazing to me that the overwhelming majority of Democrats want voter ID. Did that surprise you a little bit?
You know, I've been doing a lot of research on this. I started in Pennsylvania with some polling right after the election. I had hints. I was surprised the numbers were as big as they were. But look, people want to know that the elections are decided fairly. They want to have confidence in the results. And right now, hardly anybody does. And when we talk about the types of reforms, the ones you just mentioned do strike most people as common sense. You know, if you want to cash a check or get an airplane, you need a photo ID, so why not for voting? And as far as getting all the ballots in by Election Day, you know, some people, especially some Trump supporters, were saying we should get rid of mail-in balloting or get rid of early voting. There's no support for that. But the idea they should all be in and counted by Election Day, like they were here in Florida, very popular. You know, I've asked people in different places to do a thought experiment. Imagine if early on election night, about the time that Florida announced Trump won, imagine if Pennsylvania had been able to count all their ballots and we knew that Biden had won in that state. Trump supporters would have been very disappointed, but we wouldn't have had the angst of the months that followed that Election Day.
No, that's an extraordinarily good point, because they had that stupid rule in Pennsylvania. They weren't allowed to count any of the early ballots, or they weren't allowed to count any of the mail-in ballots until the election was held. And that kind of thing clearly needs to be adjusted. The other thing that knocked me out in your most recent piece, Scott Rasmussen, is the idea that there's so many people who believe that Hillary Clinton actually won the election in 2016. Not a surprise that there are a bunch of people who think Trump won the election in 2020. Do you have any idea why so many people think that Hillary was the real winner of 5 years ago?
Well, first off, that was roughly the same number, 5 years ago. About a third of the population, the 2016 election, thought that Clinton was a legitimate winner. Part of it at the time I attributed to the shock value. Nobody talked about the possibility of any outcome other than Hillary Clinton winning. And so her supporters really had to figure out some rationale. And ultimately that, morphed into the Russian collusion narrative and other things. But I think there's a bigger story with this. If you went back even to the 1990s, when Bill Clinton was in office, about half of all Americans thought elections were fair to voters, mostly Democrats. When George W. Bush took over, about half of all Americans thought elections were fair to voters. That was mostly Republicans. And so what we're seeing is a growing intensity of the idea that our team is the right team. We're righteous and the other team is evil. And if we lose, there must be some other explanation. And ultimately, I think this is a result of the fact that we have had 9 consecutive close presidential elections. We haven't had a landslide since Ronald Reagan in 1984. And you need landslides every now and then to kind of clear out this sense of distrust.
And what kinds of election reform? I mean, I'm sure you're as skeptical as I am about H.R. 1, the Democrats' desire to do election reform in a highly partisan way. What kind of election reform would be more?
You know, I think, first of all, you have to acknowledge H.R. 1 is a huge bill, and there are some popular provisions in it. People like the idea of making Election Day a national holiday. As I mentioned earlier, there is support for making sure people can vote early or vote by mail. But when you get beyond that, there are some really unpopular provisions. H.R. 1 would ban states from requiring photo IDs for voting. Very, very unpopular. Only 12% of voters support that. Another provision in H.R. 1 would ban states from cleaning their voter rolls in the 6 months before an election. And by the way, it would also make it more difficult to find out if somebody was registered in another state. Putting these kind of rules in will increase the skepticism and cynicism about the process. And then when you get to the question of mail-in ballots, There's no doubt that voters support the idea of mail-in voting, but they want to make sure, not only, as we talked earlier, that the ballots get sent in by Election Day, are received by Election Day, but also a majority say you should also send a proof, a photo proof of your ID with your ballot. And again, I don't think people are looking at this in terms, most Americans aren't looking at this in terms of partisan advantage. They're looking at it as if we live in a land where the governments derive their authority from the consent of the governed, and we ought to make sure that the votes are counted properly.
And boy, is that an important step to take forward. Again, there's so much more to talk about and so many points that are raised in Scott Rasmussen's piece. Let me just add, Scott, I would imagine also very unpopular is part of H.R. 1 that would send tax money to pay politicians, federal funding based upon how much you get in contributions below $200. It's a crazy idea and one that should be thrown away. But don't throw away Scott Rasmussen's poll. Do you think that we're going to have more elections with the huge turnout we had in 2020?
I would hope that there's always a high level of turnout, but I believe the 2020 election was a special circumstance. I think the question in 2022 and 2024 is how many people on each side will be turning out without Donald Trump's name on the ballot? Because whether you love him or hate him, he was the man who drove people to the polls in 2020.
Well, there's no doubt. Scott Rasmussen's material is posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. When we come back, okay, what are the arguments against this newly passed, now law of the land, soon to be signed by the president, rescue package, the American rescue package? We'll hear from some people on both sides coming up on the Medved Show.
Michael Medved Show, all across America.
I consider myself a liberal. Your show is very entertaining.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Here's a question. Did Charles Darwin liberate or undermine society? Ideas have consequences. Learn how three key ideas from Darwin actually undermine morality, religion, medicine, the criminal justice system, and the value of human life. Get a free 39-page digital booklet, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. Go to discovery.org/Medved for this special offer. discovery.org/Medved.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Michael Medved show. The nation still, I think, is somewhat shocked about the sheer numbers of the American Rescue Package that was just passed to lusty cheers. There, not everybody is completely thrilled with the passage. I mentioned a couple of times the lone Democrat. And when you're talking about 220 of your colleagues voting the other way, and you're the only one who's going to vote against your president, you're going to vote against your speaker, that's saying something. And here is how Jared Golden of Maine, new congressman, by the way, how he explained the fact that he voted no. He said, while the Senate made modest changes to the legislation, some of those changes undermined parts of the bill I do support, and others were insufficient to address my concerns with the overall size and scope of the bill. Although I support the Senate's effort to reduce the number of wealthier households that will receive stimulus checks, they did not go nearly far enough. And again, if you're talking about a household with a combined income, you're filing jointly, of $149,000, you're going to get $1,400 for each member of that household just sent to you for nothing. That's a big giveaway. And that is a huge chunk. That's about a fourth of the total cost of this bill. So it's a huge number. And he also says, although I support the Senate's effort to reduce the number of wealthier households, didn't go far enough. But there are other changes, like removing the minimum wage increase or providing a lower unemployment benefit that undermine policies that I support. I voted for a $15 minimum wage in the last Congress, and given this opportunity, I intend to do it again. I know there are people who will continue to need assistance, he said, going through the final stages of the pandemic, which is why I have argued that Congress should have addressed their needs with a targeted bill that extends unemployment benefits, funds vaccine distribution, and increases investments in our public health infrastructure. That bill could have been just one-fourth or maybe even one-fifth of the cost of this blowout package. It's just extraordinary in its complexity. Remember, it took 10 hours and 43 minutes to read. Senator Ron Johnson insisted that it be read in its entirety. I'll tell you who wasn't persuaded by it at all was the number three Republican in the House who was helping to lead the troops against the bill. Her name is Liz Cheney, and Congresswoman Cheney was strong in explaining why she's opposed this free spending legislation. That's clip 2A.
It's a real tragedy. When you look at that package, we know that, the result of that package is going to be middle-class tax increases. We know for sure that it includes provisions that are not targeted, they're not temporary, they're not related to COVID. And it didn't have to be this way. We could have had a bill that was, a fraction of the cost of this one that could have gotten bipartisan approval and support. But the Speaker decided to go in another direction. And so we are going to be saddled with a burden, a spending burden, and a tax burden that is really indefensible from the perspective of what it actually accomplishes.
Okay, sooner or later, yes, that is going to be the case. Of course, right now, everybody in politics, and this is the point I think that Scott Rasmussen was underlining, right now we've had nothing but close elections. And it's going to be a very close election for control of both the House and for the Senate in 2022. And that's coming up sooner than people realize. There are already all kinds of candidates who are declaring for office. Rob Portman, the senator from Ohio, he's one of five Republican senators who has decided not to run for office. And there are all kinds of candidates who are already rushing forward to the primaries to deal with those seats. And part of what this bill should remind people of is that the vote in the House was 220 to 211. That means if the Republicans had flipped five more House seats, which is about 1% of all House seats, it's a little bit more than 1%. If they had been able to flip those seats, this bill wouldn't exist. It just wouldn't. If the Republicans had been able to hold on to one seat in Georgia, in the Senate, they had two seats up. They were both incredibly close. Republicans lost them both. And the Senate is 50-50. And all of this is coming down to 2020, where really the future of the Biden administration and the future of the country is going to be on the ballot. And I do think that one of the things that I would hope for is that we can have some kind of leadership from members of Congress, including Liz Cheney, that would talk not only about the disappointment about saddling all Americans with this tremendous debt, but about what we can do better, how we can actually pay for a new infrastructure bill, which is apparently one of the things that Joe Biden is going to be pushing. But he's not going to be pushing an infrastructure partnership bill that would involve private enterprise as well and encouragements for business. There was one very big infrastructure program that President Trump had succeeded in pushing forward called the Keystone Pipeline. And yes, that's part of Americans' infrastructure that Biden killed on his first day in office, which is not a good thing and not a welcome thing. The point that I think one ought to take away from this is that with everything that's going on, the sort of the intramural scrum, I mean, right now the idea that the former president seems to be determined to go rhino hunting, to knock out Republicans, that's his first priority, is a foolish priority. Because what really needs to happen is focusing like the proverbial laser beam on getting those five vulnerable Democratic seats and winning five seats in the House, which would change everything. It changes what legislation is scheduled. It changes who is the committee chairs. And it will protect us against monstrosities like this H.R. 1, which is the bill that means that if you send in $200 to your favorite politician, then the government all of a sudden matches that $200, not with another $200, but with another $1,200. They match you 6-1. Does anyone honestly believe out there that that's our problem? There weren't enough political ads in 2020. If only we had had a few more political ads, the country would have been better off, and we would have had a more successful and decisive election. I mean, it's nonsense. One of the things that strikes me, there's been a great deal of scandal. And when I say scandal, I don't just mean the sexual harassment by one of the leaders. I'm talking about the Lincoln Project. And the leaders of the Lincoln Project, even the New York Times, which at one point had really glamorized this group of anti-Trump Republicans, has done a pretty good job exposing the extent to which there was a great deal of self-dealing. There was a covering up of the atmosphere of harassment, and it was harassment of young males in the office. All kinds of negative stuff. And this is the amazing thing. Do you know how much they raised for the Lincoln Project? $87 million. $87 million. If you go back to, like, Obama's primary campaign, I mean, that's a whole campaign once upon a time. And now to raise $87 million, there's too much money that goes into politics. And no, I don't believe that the answer is more public financing or using taxpayer money to add more and more and more and more. And speaking of more and more and more and more, that's what it's like at the border right now. Yeah, even people in the moderate camp, in the liberal camp, are acknowledging there is a looming crisis with immigration. So what needs to be done about it? We'll be speaking about that with Ruben Navarrete. And we will also be talking more about the prospects of Republican civil war and how to avert it. That and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.